Sinn Féin are condemning the crisis in terms of A&Es and our citizens, particularly our elderly citizens, having to languish on trolleys, and the issue of waiting lists. We see today that the INMO, our nurses and midwives, have confirmed that they're going to engage in strike action from mid-December on, and we believe that's entirely understandable, that their choices have become limited because of the underinvestment in the health service over the last number of governments.
10 extra beds have been announced for Letterkenny General Hospital. You believe this isn't enough to deal with the crisis?
No, and we think that the reality is that there's been underinvestment in our hospital, as Sinn Féin have revealed again and again, based on the number of inpatients going through Letterkenny University Hospital, which makes it the seventh largest hospital in the state. We have received historically the lowest budget and the lowest allocation of staff. The facts are that then in turn leads to, you know, large numbers of our citizens in Donegal waiting for key, appointments with consultants or surgery, and also our citizens stuck on trolleys again and again. That has to stop, and that means investment, and that means more staff.